Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
334, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and again, depending where you are, your weather is going to be a little wet or not. I mean, we've had some rain throughout the day here in the center of the universe, and now, at least for the moment, it's kind of sunny, but that's going to be with us through the evening, and then it all rolls out. We'll have fundamentally clear and comfortable weather for the next couple of days, but then on Monday, it's all back, just FYI. Got a pair of tickets for you to go to the Politics and Pints Philadelphia edition. That's happening in September up in Philadelphia. My old radio station up there, WPHT, is putting on their own version of Politics and Pints. And I told Dom Giordano the other day, I was on with them on his show in Philadelphia. And I said, hey, you guys stole the name. They're like, you know, we kind of borrowed it. And we asked, all right, whatever. But they have Donald Trump Jr., who is coming to their event. And at 5:20-ish this afternoon, I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for that event up in Philadelphia. Oh, we have two pair. All right, Jerm. I'm just seeing this come in as we speak. All right, Jeremy, because I know how the number resonates with you, why don't we do this? We'll give away a pair of tickets at 4:20 this afternoon for you. And then for the rest of us who are, you know, actually working for a living, we'll give them away at 5:20 as well. Okay, Brian Maloney has been with us. He joins us each and every week on Friday Eve talking a little bit about this presidential campaign. Man, that just every day, it's like Alice in the Looking Glass. It just gets curiouser and curiouser and curiouser. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, this has been the craziest year in memory, and it just keeps getting nuttier by the hour.
It does. So the legacy news media folks, as I'm sure you know, and the keepers of big tech, they are doing everything possible to scrub everything about Kamala Harris that happened, you know, before last week.
They are, and it's incredible, and they've actually rewritten history to claim or show that Kamala was never the border czar. So they've actually gone back and rewritten stories from 3 years ago, erasing that and even apologizing for ever having said it. And, you know, we all know that's what Joe appointed her to be, the border czar. And that. So this is Orwellian, what's going on right now. They are scrubbing her past. They will make sure that no one hears her voice for the next 3 months, because the minute you hear her speak, you're running for the exits.
Yes.
So
yes.
This is what they're going to be doing. It's a mind game, and a manipulation, and it's going to be relentless.
Brian, let's talk about her record as the most liberal or most progressive, whichever term people want to use, member of the U.S. Senate. Now, there was a time when she was very proud of that, and this so-called independent organization, GovTrack, labeled her that. That wasn't me, it wasn't you, it wasn't Mike Pence, wasn't
right.
Donald Trump. And now, all of a sudden, she don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And that's another thing they want to erase. So she, as a U.S. senator from California, was actually to the left of Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
So her voting record, so Bernie Sanders was a conservative next to her. So her positions are more extreme than anyone who has ever headed the party. I was going to say nominated, but I mean, I guess she's only been, I mean, I don't know who nominated her. It just sort of happened, right? The party just sort of decided. I mean, nobody's voted for her. And that's been the story of her entire career.
Yes.
So, you know, so it's we've simply installed her at the top. I'm sure they'll cheat their way through November and lie and steal and do, oh, well, steal. How about the money? You know,
yes.
The strange donations, and then just basically grabbing Biden's war chest and claiming it as her own. I mean, that's a violation of federal election laws. So, I mean, the whole thing is, it's getting, you know, and it's about defending democracy,
right?
Jeff, right?
That's it. Now, take notes, everybody. Here's how we are defending democracy. You 14 million people who voted for Joe Biden, you 4 million people who didn't vote for Joe Biden, we don't care about you either. Look, the Democrats have cooked the nominations now for years. They made sure that Bernie Sanders wasn't the choice. They wanted Hillary. They installed her. They wanted to make sure that Biden got the nomination this time around. They froze out Bobby Kennedy Jr. and everybody else. That one congressman from, I don't even remember where it was, but they made sure that he became persona non grata. And now, this woman who has never won a primary, never won a caucus, all of a sudden is their presidential standard bearer. And as you point out, she's defending democracy.
Right, right. Well, the more they say defending democracy, the more they mean dictatorship and repression and communism. And those, that's what they're really saying. They don't believe in democracy, and they never have. It's just another one of their fraudulent, we are going to be inundated with this on an hourly basis from now to November. And I know that sounds exhausting, and it will be. It's designed to wear us down and drive us nuts until we give in to them, and then just, okay, fine, you guys can run things. And that's what they want. And they'll never give up power after that.
Never. Never. You're absolutely right. These are folks that don't care about America. They don't care about Americans. They care about controlling this country and controlling you and me and every other citizen of the United States. Brian Maloney is joining us. Just one of the best in terms of political analysis, a brilliant broadcast.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also, accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Master for decades. I mean, really, somebody that other broadcasters looked to and said, my God, that's how you do it. All right, so are the Republicans getting, I don't know, are we going to be too confident? Because I hear a lot of people go, it's Kamala Harris, we'll be good. But the reality is, as you've pointed out, man, these are sneaky, underhanded people. We got to be contesting this every single step of the way.
Well, that's exactly right. Overconfidence will be our demise, and we are going to have a very difficult fight. You can look at her and say she's a terrible candidate or whatever, but they control all the levers of power, and they control everything. They've got the media, they've got Hollywood, they've got the universities, they've got the federal government, they've got everything. They've got the three-letter agencies. They can decide whether the Secret Service does its job or not on a Saturday afternoon. You know, they can decide. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is, you know, we are going to have to fight like crazy to stop this, because they will simply install her as president, and they may end up doing that before January anyway. You know, Joe thinks she's going to serve out his term, but they may pull the plug on that just like they did his campaign. I mean, I don't think he had much choice.
Well, that's so, what I wanted to add. Now, Brian, pick up on that, because the buzz from folks that I've heard in D.C. that I know, and I know you know a million people, was that for the last month, this has been like a negotiation, man. This has been, hey, you are going. Now, the question becomes, are you going to do it in a way that you like, or are we going to invoke this 25th Amendment and you hit the road? So Team Biden, I thought, was like, we need a presidential library and we need pardons all the way around before we do anything.
Well, that's exactly right. So what it shows is that Biden is not in charge, and he's probably never been in charge this entire time. Yeah. And what you showed there was, you know, the factions inside of the party. And this is probably why Joe's side wasn't willing to give up power, because they knew this is what the party would do to them. So it's like I said before about, you know, you start to feel sorry for Joe a little because they used him, but then I don't feel sorry for him because he's been a nasty person for the last 50 years in government. So, you know, it's a mixed kind of bag there, but it is elder abuse, though. I mean, whether you like him or dislike him, they abused him and used him and chewed him up and spit him out. And then when he stayed in the race too long, they destroyed him.
Yeah. Brian, that's a great point. I was watching last night, as I assume you were and many others, for his sort of farewell address, 11 minutes long. The only thing missing, I thought, was a newspaper that he could hold under his chin, because he looked like a hostage. And, you know, the pinpoint pupils staring ahead, still screwing up every other word. And yet, I'm going to say this, and don't think that I'm nuts, there were moments where I did feel sorry for him because I thought, oh my God, he's 81 years old, and this is the, hey, Pops, give me the keys moment.
Well, and it was, you were waiting for him to blink, you know, in Morse code, torture,
yes,
you know, T-R-P-U, you know, it's like, and you know, that's what you were expecting to happen next. It was a very, very strange speech, and I don't think it convinced people at all of what was really going on. I think it was he seemed sad, or he was trying to look happy, he was trying to look relieved or whatever, but he was sad. And I mean, who knows who wrote the thing? Maybe they shoved it in front of him and said, this is what you're going to read if you want to serve until January. Yeah, I think that's what they're holding over his head through all of this is, do you want to make it to January 20th or not? You know, because that's what, we can take that away from you anytime we want.
Yeah, man, that is some terrifying stuff right there. Brian Maloney joining us. Brian, let's say for the sake of argument that Donald Trump is victorious. Do you think that Joe Biden shows up for the Trump inauguration?
That's a tough one. I mean, I don't think he would even, if he wanted to, which he probably doesn't, I don't think he would be in any kind of state of health by then to do so. So that's a very interesting, but let's hope we get there.
Because, yes, there's a lot of work
to
be done.
I like your scenario.
But there is a lot
I like
of
your way of thinking on that, you know.
A lot of work to be done up till then. Hey, Brian, I always brag on you, and I want people to be following you, staying up to date with everything that you're doing. Do you mind giving everybody your social media handles again?
Sure. Yeah, we're doing a whole lot of stuff right now at facebook.com/mediaequalizer. Facebook.com/mediaequalizer. We have another page, too, but it's too much to give out. But I also, on Twitter, I am S. Scalpings, S-S-C-A-L-P-I-N-G-S, and I know it's a mouthful. I'll never live down having picked that Twitter handle a million years ago. Long story.
That's okay. It is well worth following. And then Facebook. All right, so Media Equalizer. That's how many of us have known you for years and referred to you that way. So
right.
I'm glad to hear that's where we're going. So Facebook.com/Media Equalizer. Brian, it is always great to have you here. I value your insight.
Thank you.
Treasure your friendship and look forward to chatting again soon.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Yeah, you have heard that title associated with him before. There's some folks who are saying, now, is this true? I'm looking at some of the photos here. I don't know. There's so many. What did Karine Jean-Pierre, Minister of Propaganda, say? There are cheap fakes. There are people saying that the time on Joe Biden's watch does not match the time when he was actually on the live broadcast. I don't know. Maybe they pre-recorded it. I would not doubt for a second that they rehearsed that over and over and over and over again. And he probably still wasn't able to do it. But I don't know. We can look a little bit more into that. I don't want to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole. But if we need more tinfoil, we need more tinfoil. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.